Click. There you go. Now you can hear me. It's been another techie day. How you doing, everybody? Happy Monday. Welcome to the show. As always, it's me. I'm your host, David Burrows. I'm still here. Hope you can hear me loud and clear. Happy Monday, wherever you're watching from. Mother Nature teasing us a little bit. I don't know. I guess because I ride a motorcycle, it's just like you get that one ride in and then you expect every day to be beautiful. And then it's not, and it's cold. We even got snow in between there. Is that a swear word still? but then again, I go, well, look where we live, right? We live in southwestern Ontario. Wait 20 minutes. Really not much to complain. Still a little chilly. I said to Jennifer the other day, I'm ready. I'm the last person to complain about the weather. I really don't care. At the end of the day, if I didn't like the weather here, I'd go live somewhere else. Maybe. Right. Hope you're enjoying the weather. Even the wintertime's nice. I don't care who you are. It's nice in the wintertime, especially around here. Barry Loxton, good afternoon to you, Barry. Hope you're doing well. If you don't know Barry, check him out. And You Gotta Love Sarnia, the Facebook group. He's always posting. He's a photographer as well. And he's a photographer. I own a camera, a nice camera. I don't consider myself a photographer. Not yet, anyway. I don't know what the qualifications are for that. But Barry's really good at it. And he's always posting a lot of great pictures from our beautiful parks and under the bridge. So thanks, Barry. Sometimes we don't realize the impact we're having on people, but Barry, you have a great impact on people just with your beautiful photos. People see that and it just makes them go, what a great place we live. So thank you, Barry, for that. I'll say hello to Greg Cole out there. Hello, Greg. Where are you watching us from, Greg? We've got Carl, as always, out there. And he's in Oshawa. And Danny Cochamilio, how you doing, Danny? He's just probably down the street somewhere. I've never been to your house. Well, I certainly haven't been lately, that's for sure. But hope you're doing well, Danny. And Brigetti Limbanda. Hello, Brigetti, all the way from South Africa watching us right now. As I said, we do have viewership and hubs from all around the world who rebroadcast us. And Brigetti is one of my friends that I've known for probably 3 years now, Brigetti, and we're online friends. We've never met in person, but Brigetti is also a live streamer, and she interviews a lot of authors about books, and you can find her on LinkedIn as well as on. Go ahead and put your link in the comments there, Brigetti, and I'll be sure to share that with people. Please check out my friend Brigetti. She's always interviewing great authors, and she's a live streamer. She's got great live streaming tips, and hopefully someday I'll be able to get to South Africa and see you, Brigetti. How would that be? Wouldn't that be cool? I'd be happy to get down to the next province right now. All right. Thanks, Brigetti. Yeah, probably even 4 years already. I guess it would be, right? My show will be celebrating 10 years coming up in November. 10 years in November for the show. And I've got some plans in the works for how to celebrate that. Yes. I think we should have a party. If it has to be virtual, whatever. I'll take the tie off, lose the tie for the party. Wouldn't seem right, though, would it? Barry says, thank you, David. You're doing quite well with your photography. Keep up the work. Well, thanks. I really have no training. I just got to aim and shoot. I was on the Sarnia Photography Club one time, and I learned a bit there. And then I just, YouTube's great, and some other folks like yourself, Barry. It'd be nice if we, and hopefully down the road, you and I can go for a walk together and take some pictures, and maybe you can give me, I always say, can I pick your brain? You know what pick your brain means, right? I want your advice, but I don't want to pay for it. That's what pick your brain means. Trust me, I get it. I get it. So there could be lunch involved. I like lunch, and I would buy you lunch or something. Okay. Yes, quickly, how time passes. Brigetti, you think we should have a virtual party? Yeah, okay. All right. Are we allowed to drink in a virtual party? Could we do that? Not on Facebook. We might have to have a, maybe we'll have like the public party and then we'll have like the VIP link. That could be fun. Anyway, glad that you're all here. I do really appreciate you being here. I get people messaging me all the time, which is wonderful. I love your messages. When my inbox goes ding, I go, oh, I wonder who it could be. And it's usually positive. I do want to put this out there though. I appreciate, you know, pictures and positive notes and stuff, but please don't send me the cure for the coronavirus. I got that a year ago. And please, like, I listen, I know that everybody's got a difference of opinion on whether this is real or like, you are entitled to your opinion, absolutely. But when I get like videos of the cure for the coronavirus or this doctor said that and whatever, I don't read it. I just don't read it. So don't waste your time sending that stuff to me. Real news, please. Positive stuff. Yeah. And Brigitte, do you agree a free lunch is a fair exchange? Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you who I missed lunch or coffee with is my friend Dave Brown from United Way. He's coming up here in just a few moments. We've done that a few times, and I think he probably misses it too. I miss having lunch with anybody. In fact, I used to get a lot of free lunches because people would say, hey, Dave, could I pick your brain about something? And I'd say, free lunch? Sure. So if I could do that 2-3 times a week, I wouldn't have to have a lunch budget anymore. Right. I do hope you're out enjoying yourself, though, the way you can. I know like things have been crazy again where they were like locking us down and then, you know, people were all worried if they were going to get pulled over by the police and stuff. Well, that quickly changed because I remember it was a Saturday. Jennifer and I were going for a drive. I actually had to do a live stream, a private live stream, which I was told I was allowed to do. And we saw a post in London, Ontario from the chief of police there, and then Toronto, and then Sarnia was like, we are not going out pulling people over. We don't have time for that, basically, is what I took from it, which I get. But that doesn't, they didn't, and then the government came out and said, yeah, okay, maybe we screwed that up. Maybe we shouldn't have done that, which I think, you know, when the government comes out and says, you know, we made a mistake, we're going to change it, I think it's good when the government can make mistakes. I mean, at least say they made a mistake, right? Otherwise, they lie about it, and then we don't like them anymore. So, you know, live and learn. They're human. That being said, it doesn't give a free pass either. There's still the guidelines in place, so you need to follow those guidelines. I was just watching live before we started the show here that our chief medical officer of Ontario, Dr. David Williams, and associate chief medical officer, Dr. Barbara Yaffe, talking about numbers. So that's, boy, that was a long-winded answer to, like, somebody messaged me something the other day asking me, whew, wow, do I do that all the time? Sorry. They messaged me saying, do you think there's, like, they keep saying light at the end of the tunnel. We're almost there, right, David? And I'm like, well, first of all, I'm not the medical guy. I don't know. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. The question is, how long is the tunnel? It's not if there's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. How long is the tunnel? Is it as long as the choo-choo train, or is it as long as, like, how long is that tunnel? Here's how long the tunnel is right now as of numbers as of yesterday. They're talking about the concerns of, you know, ICU and hospitals getting full. There are 2,271 people in the hospitals right now. 871 of those people are in ICU. 871. Now, yeah, that's all of Ontario, but think about how many hospitals. That's a lot, right? It's like about 800 more than we need. So, yes, there's still a huge problem. All the variants are out there causing issues, etc. And in my opinion, we are the biggest problem of it all. Just going to say, we're the biggest problem. We're the ones that can control this as best as possible, and that's by following the guidelines, washing the hands, wearing the mask, even when you don't want to. I hate wearing my seatbelt too, but I wear it every time I get in my van, folks. So we're going to have to get used to that. There are 33,827 tests that were done yesterday. 33,827 tests. 10.9% were positive. That is the highest percentage to date since COVID. So the average is about 8% average. And there's currently 54,949 cases. So light at the end of the tunnel? Yeah. It's just a really long tunnel. Okay. So, and then the same person asked me, do you think we'll ever get back to normal? No, I don't. Whatever normal, like pre-normal? No, I don't think we'll get there. I think there's new normal, and I think there's just a new way of living. I think we will all get new masks for Christmas and birthday presents now. I think there's just going to be, you know, a whole new way of carrying the mask and behaving around each other for a very long time. Will we ever get back to without the mask? Yeah, sure, I think so. I think so. I don't think it's coming before this Christmas. That being said, what do I base that on? Just watching numbers, how they keep changing. And, you know, I don't really base it on any medical opinion that I have because I don't qualify for that. Just watching the numbers and seeing how people are behaving towards it. And then my gut is probably the biggest part of it. If that's a source. Is our gut a source? I think so sometimes, especially when we get older, right? Don't we tend to follow your gut a little more? That's what I'm feeling. It's not what I want by any means, because I miss all of you. I really do. And I like hugging people. I like hugging my friends. That's who I'm a huggy guy. And I can't do that. So I hug Jennifer instead. Right? Anyway, no, I don't think there's anyway, I think you get where I'm going there. So do the things. Do the right things. Look at the time flying by. Before I get David in here, I better get to what I need to share as well. Win a car, a 2021 Chevy Camaro. We've been talking about this for weeks. You can get these tickets up till they're sold out, or June 21st is the draw. They're only selling 1,500 of these things, $100 a ticket. I want that car. Anita Manili showed up a couple of weeks ago and said, David, you're allowed to win the car. So I'm getting my ticket, and I'm going to win it. Just saying. So please buy all the tickets, 1,400 other ones. But just so you know, the winning tickets already been sold. Well, as soon as I buy mine after the show today. And it's a cool car, right? And it's supporting Sarnia Lambton Rebound, who provides so many great programs and services for the youth in our community. So check them out. Here I am. So, Brigetti, I wish I should get you produced for me. Where are we? Go to reboundonline.com. That's what I need you to do. There we go. All right. You can go to reboundonline.com to get those tickets and give them some support. All right. Call the Chef. I've been working with closely. If you don't know who the Call the Chef is, they're fabulous, local, and fresh local meal kits here in Sarnia Lambton. And they've been doing some great promotions. Recently, they did something with Sarnia Remax Group and supported the Children's Miracle Network, where every kit that was sold, Call the Chef donated $10, and I'm told about $400 was raised. I was talking to Jen Johnson, and then that was about the number, and she says they're still counting. So great fundraiser, and it was delicious. We had ours on the weekend here with Jennifer, myself, and Jason, and my daughter Julie, and it was delicious. But now Mother's Day is coming up, and instead of just getting the meal and saying, here, Mom, I bought you a meal that you get to cook. Happy Mother's Day. I thought that was funny. Purchase a $50 gift certificate and Call the Chef will give you a $10 gift certificate absolutely free with that. So you're getting 60 for 50. Do I need to explain that anymore? That's just a great deal. And you can go and do that by visiting them online at callthechef.ca. Chef Vanessa has been really looking forward to preparing this. Well, and they're also worked with Blue Coast Bundles, who had the Mother's Day brunch meal kit. Now I'm not 100% sure. I think I saw that they're sold out of those, but I'm not 100% sure. I thought there might be a few more, but I think they're sold out. But you got two choices there. You could buy the gift certificate, or you can go to the Blue Coast Bundles page and see if they've got some more left for Mom, right? All right, this is exciting. Coming up this Friday in support of the Inn of the Good Shepherd, with hashtag local and supporting Sarnia and surrounding businesses, who, by the way, is celebrating their one-year birthday. Happy birthday to Kendra and Rodney, who started the group there, supporting Sarnia and surrounding businesses. It's been a great success. I think they're 18,000 members strong now, which is absolutely fabulous. But this Friday night, I will be live, and we will be talking about the local shopping spree. And again, all the money raised goes to support the Inn of the Good Shepherd and 35 local businesses who are involved in this local shopping spree. And look at this. Click. The grand prize of $20,000 in goods, a home package valued at $20,000, an about town package, when we can do that, $10,000. They've got dine packages. They've got personal shopping packages. This is going to be a huge night. We're going to be live on about 35, almost 40 different Facebook pages on Friday night, all local. I'll be your host, and I get to talk about all this wonderful stuff. And the best part is, we're going to have some great musicians like Rodney himself. Bill Eldridge is going to be performing. Chris Norton is going to do some comedy for us. Andrew Brody will be doing some music, and a whole list of others as well. So that will be scheduled probably tomorrow, and you'll be able to start seeing it and sharing it around. And right now you can go to localshoppingspree.com to start purchasing your tickets for a chance to win, again, the grand prize, $20,000 home package. What a great way to support local. All right, that's going to be Friday, 7 o'clock. Looking forward to that. And just don't wait to get your tickets. Just go get them now. All right, sorry, David, I'm over time. I'll give you some overtime. Here we go. Here's my friend Dave Brown from the United Way of Sarnia Lambton. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, David. It's always nice to be with you.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. I feel sometimes like you're here right away, and then other times it feels like, wow, that was like way too long.
The time does pass quick. But hey, circling back, you said somebody sent you the cure to the coronavirus?
Oh, yeah. What? Like a year ago. I've been holding back.
I hope you sent that on to Fauci.
Well, I was wondering who I could sell it to.
Good idea.
If you're interested.
Always, yeah. Well, you do, every dollar boosting that away or something.
Do you get those too? Do you get those messages?
Like, I also get a lot of people who want to be my friend who are from overseas. Right. Very attractive women. And I'm thinking, no, there's no way. We've got no friends in common. She's not real.
So yeah. I get those too. And then when I see friends in common, I'm like, what's that guy doing? Why is she friends with Dave Brown? No, I'm just kidding. Well, good to have you back, my friend. And I meant it when I said I can't wait for us to get out for coffee or lunch again someday. Absolutely. But I'm sure there's a long list of people waiting to get together for sure. What's happening with United Way Sarnia Lambton?
Well, as you know, we've changed our funding focus somewhat. I think every 10, 12 years, we take a look at our community and we adjust our funding focus. It was youth, family, seniors, results. Now we've tweaked it a little bit to focus more on poverty to possibility. The youth piece is still an important component, but then we've expanded the seniors to healthy people, strong communities. And after, there was a lot of mental health counseling and whatnot in that. So at our last board meeting held March 31st, we actually announced two funding programs, $12,000 to the River City Vineyard. That's for their healthy snack program. That's for people who don't have a home, don't have any place to go, but are hungry. And right. A lot of the soup kitchens and whatnot have limited hours or have social distancing. But, these people are hungry. They need something to eat. And if we get them something nutritious, and that's great. So we're happy to partner with River City Vineyard on Mitten Street to do that. And then we did a $30,000 grant to the Habitat for Humanity. And this doesn't go to their builds. This goes to their handyman program. And, I know your viewers are familiar with the new builds they do once a year for a family in need and whatnot. Your viewers may not know that they have a handyman service. And that's for people who need work done in their homes, but they don't know where to call. So anybody can call the handyman service. However, if you qualify for subsidized work, maybe a very limited income, maybe You know, you get only CPP or old age security, but you need your eve troughs done, or you need the deck straightened out.
Right.
You give the Habitat for Humanity folks a call. They'll come out with a handyman, often with a couple of volunteers, and they'll fix that up for you. And that $30,000 that we granted them will help subsidize those costs for those people who qualify. And right. with our Day of Caring this year probably being canceled again, it just makes the Habitat program that much more important for those who, you know, want to stay in their own homes. You can stay in their own homes, but if they don't look after it, you know, with general maintenance, it could lead to bigger issues down the road.
Absolutely. Now, when you say subsidize, so if I call the handyman program, there's still a fee, but it's smaller, or well, how does that work?
Absolutely. Okay. They have a number of fees, and it's based on your income.
Okay.
And so if you have like $1 million annual income, you know, with a very expensive house, you're going to pay a very different rate than somebody lives in, you know, who has just old age security revenue coming in, or maybe a very limited pension. Very similar to our Meals on Wheels. I mean, if you have a certain income stream, you would pay full price for those Meals on Wheels from the Red Cross or Lantern Elderly Outreach. But the United Way subsidizes those groups for those who are on those fixed incomes and can't afford the going rate, but need the nutritious meals to keep them healthy and out of hospitals and that kind of thing.
Fair enough, too, right? Well, and I guess that's what the United Way is all about, is supporting what's needed.
Right.
And it's great to, when you sent me that message about the Habitat for Humanity, it was great to hear that, because rumors around town a while ago kind of heard that they were really kind of struggling to keep that program alive, mm-hmm. Because of COVID, et cetera. So the United Way kind of swooped in there to say, yeah, we recognize this. And then, of course, River City, totally. I know they're super grateful. It seems, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the qualifying to receive funds and money from United Way. And I'll let you go through that process. But what I notice in all our conversations and talking about it here is it seems that those who are also putting the effort in, like the organizations that are putting the effort in to create ideas, to create things that are making it work, like River City doing their fundraiser to help the homeless shelter, Habitat creating this program. Is that part of it that United Way recognized and said, hey, we see some effort happening there. They're not just asking for, give me some money.
Well, that's absolutely true. But what we try to do is we focus our funding on specific programs. So there may be one agency where they offer 10 different programs to the community, but only one of them we fund. So, for example, the Red Cross offers a number of programs in our community. We focus on the transportation program, the Meals on Wheels program, and in the north part of the county, the Homeward Bound program, which is a ride home from the hospital and some meals. Community Living might be another good example. They might have a huge budget, you know, for their housing programs and their residential programs and whatnot. We fund the transitions program, and that is for their clients who are going from school to work or transitioning from work to retirement. So we may fund a very small percentage of the Community Living's overall budget, but it might be a significant piece of that one program. So to your point, the agencies still have to fundraise for those other programs that we don't fund.
Right. Yeah. So it's a combination of everybody working together really at the end of the day to provide what they recognize. Because, I mean, I know the United Way, like you guys do your research, your due diligence, if you will. On,
absolutely.
Okay, let's take a look at the community. Let's look around here and let's see what's happening. Where are the gaps that we need to fill? And et cetera. It's a great process. And it seems to work, especially with, you know, let's remind everybody about the board of directors and how they make the decisions. It's not Dave Brown sitting in the chair that you see every week.
No, absolutely not. And you just put up the graphic of our new funding priorities on the screen. And you can see that from poverty to possibility, where we're helping people move out over to avoid this cycle of poverty. And, you know, we realize that there's some people who who just can't get retraining to get new jobs. But they're part of the homeless community. But they have needs, and we're looking at harms reduction, and we're looking at, you know, increasing the quality of life for them as possible. All that kids can be, of course, we're at the big piece of what we're funding now. It will continue to be so that we can give kids every opportunity and every fair chance that they get to succeed in life. And then, of course, the healthy people, strong communities. That's where a lot of our seniors funding is, because we've got an older than the national and Canadian average as far as population goes. Our seniors are living longer, and there's so much more of them in our area. So we have to make sure that they're looked after, that they're comfortable, that they're not in the hospitals or they're not in the doctor's waiting rooms, that they're in their own homes and good quality of life. And then the other part of that, of course, the strong communities, is the mental health programming. You know, we do a lot of suicide prevention counseling funding. I know Donna Martin has been a guest on the show in past years, past months, talking about the telephone distress line, HealthCheck. They've been super busy with the COVID, with people feeling isolated and depressed and whatnot, just needing somebody to talk to and maybe somebody to remind them to take their daily meds or whatever. So that's the three funding focuses that we have. So moving forward, our agencies will be asked to apply for funding for the next go round. We're going to send out to the community what we call a letter of intent. And we go through all the programs and services that we want to fund. What demographics in our community do we want to help? And then agencies, as long as they have a local board of directors and registered with Canada Revenue Agency, they can apply for funding. And then over the next 9 months, we'll be reviewing their budgets and their programs with what's needed in our community, as you said, trying to eliminate those gaps and reduce duplications if there are any, so that we can make the best decision possible as to not only what demographic in our community is most in need, but what agency that provides those services is most in need.
Yeah. You know, we've talked a lot about money since you and I started hanging out here. And, you know, starting in the beginning of all of this, it was kind of like an oh crap atmosphere. What are we going to do? And now we seem to have gotten used to Zoom accounts and this type of thing. But the money, is it still flowing?
Hey, it is. In fact, you know, we've already off to a pretty good start for this year's campaign. You know, I'll give you a bit of a scoop. Right now, we've got about $210,000 already in pledges for this year's campaign.
Oh, wow.
So we're off to a great start. We've had a couple of insurance companies that wanted to help get us off to a good start. We had some late donations in from last year. And I know we've talked about people donating stocks. We've had two very large donors of stock in the past month or two for the United Way, which has helped us get to where we're at. So money is flowing. We do know that more and more people are giving online, just like there's more and more people doing their banking online. So there's a trust factor there. And people do realize that the United Way of Sarnia Lambton is a local organization with a local board of directors, and that money does flow through to here. Whether you give online or you give at the workplace or whatever, it does find its way back here.
Yeah, it's always great. I mean, that's probably the first thing, and that's probably why we talk about it every time you're here, is where does the money go? It stays right here in our community, Lambton County. It's used for local services. You talk about the board of directors, you know, I think, well, you recently just kind of filled a couple of spots, didn't you? What's the process for somebody, if somebody woke up one day and said, I think I want to be a board of director for the United Way? How does somebody get to do that?
Well, the first thing that they would do is contact me. And I will forward that information on to the United Way Board of Directors. All the current board members, we have 15 right now, in December, they're asked if they want to stay on for another year or if they want to resign and volunteer in some other capacity. But you can only stay on for a maximum of 10 years. That way, we've always got fresh ideas, and it's not an old boys club. It's, you know, constantly.
What do you mean?
And so, you know, there's always fresh ideas. So this year, we have two people at the end of their 10-year clock. And two people don't really are crazy on the Zoom meetings. They like being in person. And so they feel a little disengaged. So they're going to try to do something else. So we did have four vacancies. So So what we would have done then in January is taken a look at who's been nominated, and it could be self-referral, or maybe, David, you tell me, hey, you know, my wife would really like to get involved, or my brother would like. Well, then that would be a referral from somebody else, and we'll take a look at who's been nominated. We will meet with them to talk to them about what the requirements are and you know, a little bit about our policies and when the meetings are, and see if they'd be a good fit and if they're still interested. And if they are, at our annual general meeting, when we have our auditor speak about the finances, to make sure that all the money went where it's supposed to and all legally and transparent and whatnot. Then at that time, we vote in the new, in this case, it was four new board members.
Right. So it's just, it's not kind of handpicked, I guess, was where I was going. There's a process and right. There's requirements and you got to show up for meetings. And
exactly. Although it's not onerous as well. I mean, we're not asking for credit.
Yeah.
You know, if you're interested and you've got a history of community support and you know about the United Way, then yeah. And what skill sets do you have? We've got a great cross-section board right now. 50% of them are women. Most of our board are still employed, so they're not just retirees or seniors. So we've got a good cross-section, I think equal to the demographics in our community.
Fantastic. Well, it certainly seems to be working, and I like how you put in there, there's always new, fresh ideas. I always like to say COVID sort of forced us all into a corner. We were forced to be creative. We were kept us all from being a little lazy for a while, maybe. Yes. Had to stand up tall. Well, I'm just about out of time. I got to move on, but thanks for being here as always. But as always, I want to give you, is there anything else you want to put out there before I let you go, sir?
Just one thing that was interesting to me, United Way of Canada every 2 years does a survey across Canada. And one of the things that was a surprise to me was 4 in 10 donors don't know where their money goes in the community.
Wow.
And so that's why shows like the show, and every other opportunity we get to get out and talk about the United Way, to try to get to that other 40%, to let them know that, hey, your donations are being well used in here in the community and amongst these funding priorities. So I very much appreciate being on the show and able to talk to you and your viewers about the United Way and what we do.
Yeah, well, great to have you here. And isn't that interesting that but those 40% are still giving their money even though they don't know where it's going? They just go... So that really speaks volumes to the integrity of the United Way, though, that people are willing to do that.
Yeah, I think so. They've got that trust. They may not be really clear on what we do with it, but they've got that trust. And the more our agencies talk about the funding that they get from us and what they're doing with it, it's a win-win.
Right on. Dave, thanks so much. You're first on my list for lunch when we can do it.
All right. I'll hold you to it.
Okay. Take care. Dave Brown, Executive Director from the United Way of Sarnia-Lambton. Always great to have him here. And I do mean it. I will buy you lunch, Dave. And it's recorded. And he will hold me to it. I know he will. I would hold me to it. you can always find out more about what's happening with United Way Sarnia-Lambton by going to their website. And speaking of which, we forgot to talk about that. I think they're kind of putting out a new website, right? So if you're checking that out, they're going to be rolling that out soon. And I'm sure Dave will let us know about that. But check them out there, theunitedway.on.ca, and find out how you can contribute. Or maybe you want to be a volunteer. They're looking for some help as well. And they're always changing board members up, like David said. Thanks again, Dave. All right. The last time I had her on here, she had friends there counting how many times she could get me to say the word tampon. Yes. And we're going to do it again. We're going to talk about Tampon Tuesday. Nobody's there counting this time.
Nobody's here. We're in a lockdown.
I know, right? Michelle Parks, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're
my favorite interviewer to talk to.
Oh, well, why are you talking to other interviewers behind my back?
sometimes, but not as pleasant as you.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate the kind words. It's true, though, what I said the last time you're here, and I never thought I would say it on the show, is Tampon Tuesday. And then the last time I think we really talked about it, we were still in public and you had an event that you had me MC. Yes. I was like, well, I never thought I'd be MCing something like this. But all joking aside, though, seriously, Tampon Tuesday is really something that's important in all communities. So let's tell everybody, what is Tampon Tuesday?
So Tampon Tuesday is a mainly women's networking group that started in London 12 years ago now. And it's we have ventured out into the Sarnia-Lambton area for the past 2 years. So it started in May 2019, and we've been going strong ever since. So what we do is we get together, we collect menstrual products to donate to the Inn of the Good Shepherd. Okay. And to their food bank, because menstrual products are the most requested yet least donated items in a food bank. So really great news. We have collected almost 5,000 menstrual products for the Inn of the Good Shepherd since our inception here in Sarnia-Lambton.
That really is fantastic. You know, I do remember the first event, and we kind of went off to a room to talk, and then you showed me all of the stuff that was donated at the first event. And I'll be honest, like in the beginning, I was like, okay, well, like I get it. I understand what it's for. But I was like, why is this a need? And I guess because I'm a guy, I wouldn't know. And then I talked to my wife, Jennifer, about it. And she was like, do you have any idea how expensive these are? Never mind the need. But these are tampons, et cetera, are not
expensive.
Cheap.
Not cheap at all. And you have to think from a perspective of a woman who's living paycheck to paycheck and her having to decide between buying menstrual products and buying food for her children. And it's sometimes a tough decision that women have to make.
Yeah. And well, it's not really a decision anybody should have to make because it can affect a person's health too, right?
It can.
If they go to alternatives, right?
Yes, you're absolutely correct. Yeah. So we thought it was really important to start a chapter here in Sarnia-Lambton, and we've been going strong since our inception date. And you know our community, Dave. They really are fantastic when it comes behind rallying around an organization. And we kind of thought last year when COVID hit and lockdowns, and what are we going to do? Because our main thing is getting together the first Tuesday of the month at Stokes Inland. People come, they bring their menstrual products. And when you can't get together, how are you going to collect? But our community has really rallied together, and some great things have been happening.
Yeah, well, you're no argument here. Dave Brown and I talk about it all the time too, and others, about when people need something, this community really does just come together and just says, okay, put everything else aside. Let's focus on this and get it done. And I was amazed to see the response for something like this in the beginning as well. You talk about Stokes Inland being a supporter and other community partners as well. Let's talk about that, though. You've got this virtual event coming up tomorrow. If you're watching live today, this will be tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
What's happening with this virtual event?
So we're having a virtual event tomorrow. We're partnering and we're having the event with the London chapter. So London is where Tampon Tuesday originally started. So London's celebrating 12 years of Tampon Tuesday, and we're celebrating 2 years of Tampon Tuesday. And Mandy, who is our founder, has decided she really wants to honor what we've been doing here in Sarnia as a chapter. So we're going to have some guest speakers. We have someone from the University of Toronto who started a student chapter. We have who else? Mandy's going to speak. I'm going to speak. And then we have some exciting speakers locally. We have a lot of great supporters, and I could give you a list of about 50 organizations that have volunteered and collected products for us. But we have a special announcement coming from Imperial Oil Sarnia site that I'm so excited to share, but I can't share with you because I'm going to share it tomorrow. So tune into our virtual event. I can announce Ben Stonehouse from Northgate Shoppers Drug Mart will also be joining us. He is going to run an event for us for May, where you can purchase discounted menstrual products at the cash register when you're leaving the store. And so that's always very important, our shoppers partnership. And we also, although Rotary is not going to be on, but I did want to announce, and I'll give you this, the Rotary donated $1,000 to us earlier this week. And we are going to use that to start an education program with regards to menstrual cups. So, and we're going to be working with a really good friend of both of ours, Sue Harrell. Sue right now is a phys ed teacher at Great Lakes Secondary, and we're going to be going in and working with her phys ed, grade 11 phys ed class, and talking about Tampon Tuesday and menstrual health and the use of menstrual cups, which are very good for the environment and very cost effective.
Well, I like how you're having the high school involved there as well. And yeah, Sue, known her a long time, of course, as well. Yeah. And that's really interesting that you've segued in that direction. I guess another thing I wouldn't think of, but because I remember back in our day in high school, Michelle, it was like sex education came out.
Yeah.
I probably couldn't have even said that out loud, you know, back then, because it wasn't easy to talk about, or it was embarrassing, especially at that age.
Yeah.
You expecting a good response though?
So in talking with Sue, we have decided that the grade 11 and 12 phys ed classes would be best, because she said, you know, kind of tee-hee in grade 9 when it comes to talking.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are going to start with the grade 11 and 12 classes, the senior grades.
Perfect. That's fantastic. You've got to feel pretty good, Michelle. I'll give you kudos because you brought this into town, and you know, you surrounded yourself with the right support partners, and it's really taken off. And you can just tell, you know, when you're talking about it, you can hear it in your voice and see it in your face that you're really pleased with the success that Tampon Tuesday's had here in Sarnia Lambton.
Well, I'm just you mentioned our team, and I have a really great group of women that are behind me, helping me out. I wouldn't be able to do it with them, because I would be, you know, like a bull at a china shop, like wanting to do everything. And they're my Michelle, let's talk about this for a minute. And
right.
they're really wonderful. And
I know that Michelle too.
I know. That's kind of what I'm like. Let's get it done. We can do it. But they're fantastic. And our community has been really supportive. And it's just a fantastic thing that I know that women will never have to worry here in Sarnia Lambton about where, what they're going to be able to do with regards to purchasing menstrual products, because they can just go down to the Inn of the Good Shepherd, don't have to be a member of the food bank program to be able to access their menstrual products. So it's great.
Right. Now people want to donate. They're watching and they say, hey, I want to go buy some. Is this, they can email you here, or what's the best way to donate the product?
Yep. So they can email me. We have a Facebook page, and we always, always, always have a bin located at Stokes Inland Bar and Grill. So they can email me. I'll do porch pickups. I've been doing that through this pandemic. They can drop them off at Stokes Inland, or they can go on our Facebook page and just send us a message.
Fantastic. Yeah. Michelle, I'm super proud of you, and I'm so glad to have known you for so many years. And it's kind of neat how we've known each other so long and kind of see what each other's been doing, right?
I know. I'm proud of you too. You do great stuff.
Well, I really appreciate that. Before I let you go, Michelle, and get back to your day, is there anything that we might have missed, or you want to put something else out there before I let you go?
Yep. I just, to get the Zoom link for tomorrow's virtual meeting, you can just send us a message or email as well, and I'll send you the Zoom link information for tomorrow night.
All right. Sounds good. And what about your husband and all this? He's got to be he's like right there doing what he's told, right?
He's fantastic. He's always been the kind of husband that would go out and buy me my menstrual products and not be embarrassed. So my son's the same way. I have a 20-year-old son, and it's not embarrassing to him at all. So they're really great.
Fantastic. Michelle, great to have you here. And I look forward to having you back again. And good luck tomorrow on the virtual event.
Thank you so much. I got a huge announcement.
All right. Take care. Michelle Parks. She's got the excitement and the passion. Who wouldn't want to work with Michelle? Like, really? She's getting it done. But she does totally admit she's got to join herself with the right people to pull that off. And she's done that and done it well. And big, huge announcement coming from Imperial Oil. She wouldn't even tell me. I don't know. I asked. She's like, nope. Sorry, Dave. So, you know, I get it. So go and watch the virtual event tomorrow, which is, if you're watching this live anyway, Tuesday, April the 27th from 6 to 7:30 p.m., Tampon Tuesday, some big celebrations there. Again, Michelle, love having you here. That's fantastic to see. And love having all of you here. I'm going to go out here. Let's see one more time. Brigitte's still watching all the way from South Africa. She says, needs to run. What a great name for a very worthy cause. Here, too, it's a huge challenge. Many girls who can't afford menstrual products miss school because of it. So very, very worthy cause. And that's coming from Brigitte in South Africa. Thanks, Brigitte. And, yeah, do Google it. Google it for sure. And there's Jesse Waterfield coming to us live probably from Petrick. Are you at work now? He's our human gas buddy. So thanks, Jesse. And thanks to all of you. Adele, opener. Adele was saying hello. Hey, Michelle, she said. And what's this? Why did I snub the AirPods? Oh, I'll tell you. Oh, you mean why do I wear a wired one now? Oh, that's an interesting question. Because I have like 8 iPhone devices around me here. So when I connected the Bluetooth, it would try to connect everything. And then I couldn't hear what was going on. So if you go wired, you don't miss out on anything. And speaking of missing out, boy, I'm really glad you didn't miss out being here, because I would miss having you here. And I'm very grateful for everybody who gives the support here on the show every week. But a quick reminder, I'm a rider, my wife's a rider, my son's a rider, and lots of my friends are riders. Watch out for the motorcycles. Drive aware and ride aware. We are on the road. And motorcycle riders, you drive aware and ride aware as well. It's a two-way street, pun intended. Keep an eye out for the motorcycles on the road, because we want to be able to keep riding. And I want to say a special thank you, as always, to my supporters, Philly Cheese Jakes. You can visit him online at phillycheesejakes.com. Tell him I sent you, will you? Active Ears Hearing Center, Christine Feedsy, where better hearing begins with you. Hughes Intelligence, security specialist here in Sarnia. Huron Signs SWO, part of the AG Event Graphics organization, supporting us here for coming up on 10 years. Thank you, AG Event Graphics. Joe's Discount Tire, and my dear friends at Oswald's Diner, family-owned, locally-owned, oswalds.com to get all their menus. And, of course, I got to say thanks to all of you. I do appreciate you being here. That's all the time I got for you this week, everybody. Have a great week and an even better weekend. I will see you next time right here on the show. Bye for now.